Barr.
Bye. From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. There will be no mistrial in the trial of a former Uvalde school police officer accused of not stopping a mass shooter. Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies reports.
Defense attorneys for Adrian Gonzalez asked for a mistrial after a Robb Elementary School teacher testified on Tuesday that she saw a man matching the description of the mass shooter near the area where Gonzalez was. One issue was her testimony contradicted her interview with the Texas Rangers, and her new testimony should have been provided to the defense under the prosecution's discovery. Judge Sid Harles said this was negligence and not deliberate and wasn't sufficient to call for a new trial with a new jury. Testimony is expected to continue on Thursday. Gonzalez is accused of child neglect by not confronting the gunman who killed 19 children and two teachers in 2022. I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
Local political experts are questioning our nation's military strategy after the U.S. seized Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro. Brandon Rottinghouse says the problem he sees moving forward is the lack of a plan regarding policy in Venezuela.
Will it be a military intervention? Will there be boots on the ground? How long will it last? What's the plan for the oil? Who will run the courts? A lot of questions. And that is what happens when you try to nation build, right? Obviously, we've been through this before not that long ago. President George W. Bush faced some of these issues in Iraq.
Rottinghouse is a professor at the University of Houston. President Trump has said the U.S. is running the country now, despite local Venezuelan leaders claiming power. Houston ISD parents are raising concerns over a proposal to phase out several on-campus magnet programs and move other programs to the Barbara Jordan Career Center. News 88.7's Bianca Seward attended a community information session and spoke to concerned parents.
Parents packed a meeting at Heights High School Tuesday night, pushing back on HISD's plan to close their on-campus magnet programs, including graphic design and auto technology courses. District leaders say the changes are based on labor market data, indicating which programs lead to high-paying jobs, and that consolidating the students to one center is more cost-effective. Latrice Ferguson, president of Heights High PTO, said the proposal was short-sighted.
It's just not well thought out when the only research you're showing us is what programs are get the best-paying jobs. That's not the only focus of these programs in high school.
The state-appointed school board will vote on the plan to shutter the programs on Thursday, January 15th. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
In sports, the Rockets fell in a close game yesterday. They lost to the Portland Trailblazers 103-102. Star player Kevin Durant did have 37 points in the loss, though. He made 14 shots, including a couple of three-pointers. The Rockets are staying in Portland tonight. They will battle the Trailblazers in their next game coming up tomorrow. They have Sacramento on Sunday night, still out west. High close to 80 again today with a 20% chance of showers. For more news, you can head to our website. That is HoustonPublicMedia.org. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.